Welcome to Shomar Shova, the Dam Shir sponsor, Loinishmas Hambach Shom Lab Asitzchok. We're holding Ksuvis Daf from Dalit. The Gemara in Udalif speaks about when you have two shtars that come out on one Sadeh, so then the second shtar cancels the first shtar. And the Gemara brings two reasons why is that so. Rafam says was a hoidor of the one who wrote the shtar, that the shtar is mezuyif. The first shtar was not a good shtar. The second explanation is Rav Acha that says, Achuli Achli Shibudeh. He was Moicha the first shtar. That's why you have a second shtar. Says the Gemara, what's the difference between the two explanations? So the Gemara says three nefkaminas. And the first one is, Ike benayu arui sahade. To ruin the edim. Because if, according to Rafam, it says that he's telling you that the first shtar is a shtar mezuyaf, meaning the edim signed on the shtar in a false way, so these edim are possible. That's what he says. And these edim will be possible going forward. That's what Rashi explains, and most of the Rishonim go on to explain what Rashi means, is that for this guy, he says these Edim are Shakronim. He can now rely on this Edim going forward anymore. And even though these Edim don't become possible for other people, because he's only one person, he's only one Ed, and he's not Naaman to say that these Edim are possible. But for himself, it makes them possible. And then the simple understanding is, it's similar to Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Desur. But the big chiddush is the same way a person can say on himself, I think this is asur on me, he could say that another person is asur on him, and he can now go ahead and rely on these edim going forward. Now the Rambam brings the halacha like Rafam, but when he brings the nefkaminas between what Rafam said and what Rav Acha said, he says only the last two. He skips the first one. Le'ru sadeh. He doesn't say the ru sadeh. So the Mepharshim, the Sma, the Nesivis, others are bothered. And Rambam, why does the Rambam skip the first Nefkimina of the Gemara? Why does he mention this Nefkimina of Leirur Sadeh? In addition, Rekive Eger over here sends the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech brings a Maharik. The Maharik says a story. If a person came and says, I know that this Shoichet, this guy who Shechted a Behemo, I know he did something wrong. He is not a good Shoichet. He did a wrong Shechita. So if the Shoichet denies this accusation, this person is not Neman. We don't trust one guy if you have a Akhosha. Says the Ma'arik, even the person who is saying that this Shoichet is wrong, he could still eat from the Shechit of the Shoichet going forward for other Shechit. It's not this one that he saw was wrong, but going forward he could eat for him, because I don't trust him anyway for others. So also for himself, he could say, basically that I trust him, I can follow this Shoichet. As the Mishnah Melech, it's a steer to our Gemara. Our Gemara says, if a person says that Edim or Zeifonim or Shakronim, they sign the shtar with a Ziyu, he cannot rely on the Edim going forward. For him, is Shavi Anav Shechaticha Deisura. So similarly, it should be by the Sheikh. That for him, this Sheikh is not Neman, he cannot trust him. What's the difference between the Ma'arik and our Sugya? So they're going to come to answer this on this specific question. The Rekiv Eger has an answer, and more in length, the Shai Mishpat says, there's a big difference between Eidus and a Shoichet. By Eid, if you say an Eid is possible, as long as he didn't do tshuva, you cannot rely on this Eid going forward. Eid possible is not Neman, regardless of what he says and how he says it. You cannot accept an Eidus of Eid possible. But a Shoichet, even if the Shoichet did not do tshuva, doesn't mean his next Shechit is bad. He may be a Rasha, but he may need to do the next Shechit, okay? The way the Shara Mishpat says it, it's a Sfek Sveiko. So Sfek if he did Tshuva. And even if he didn't do Tshuva, maybe the next Shechit is okay. So therefore, for everybody else, we treat this Shechit as Neman. Also for this person, we treat him as Neman. But if this person thinks the Eid is possible, he cannot accept his Eidus. That's what the Chaim would answer to be Michalik. But the Chasav Sefer says here, Yisoid, and it's a big Yisoid in standing the Mahalach and Shas. He says like this, the Gemara knew that this Shtar is possible. As if we had a Kabbalah, this shtar is possible in this case, according to Rafam. But we didn't know why it was a puzzle. So one option why it's possible is because of Nefila. Maybe the seller wrote the shtar, and then he lost it. That's why we don't trust the shtar. Says the Chasav Sefer, our Gemara holds, we're not choshish to Nefila of Echot. It's a discussion, it's a sugya on its own, but according to our Gemara, we're not choshish that someone lost the shtar. That's why our Gemara cannot use that reason. So the Gemara had to go to another reason to say Aru Sadeh, that the Edim or Shakronim, there's Zayfani. But the Rambam holds the halacha that we are Choshish to Nefila. So he can explain the Nefkimina that this Shtar is possible is not that the Edim lied, but but that this shtar just fell from the seller. So if so, there's no source to say a Ruhi Sadi. There's no source to say that the Eidim are possible. Could be the Eidim are kosher, but the shtar is a shtar which is not good because it fell from the seller. That's why the Rambam didn't bring this Nafkamina, says the Chazal Sofer. And according to this, you can explain the Ma'arik as well, because the Ma'arik could agree with the Rambam. So the Ma'arik says, we don't say Shavya Nafshe Chaticha De Isur on somebody else. I could say on myself, this thing is Asur. But to make a person Asur, that we don't have the ability to do, even for myself. One cannot create a person, make him a Rosha, make him a bad person, if it's not accepted and based in. And this is the biggest story in Yiddishkeit, that we assume that every Yid is someone we could trust and we could rely on. And even for me, if I think this person is bad because it's not accepted, it's not reliable to the world, so it does not cause psul even for myself. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.